Hello everyone, I'm a student from Wuhan University and now studying in the University of Arizona as a visiting student. I feel very happy to stand here and give you a very short speech about the estimation of root zone moisture content from hyperspectral imagery. And we know the root zone moisture content is very important for agricultural water management for plant growth, but it is challenging to obtain for large scale root zone moisture distribution with the standard sensor technology or sampling. And we know the remote sensing technology can provide excellent means for the estimation or for the prediction of the surface moisture condition. But how to extend the surface moisture information to root zone still exists some limitations. So the motivation of my idea is firstly, we want to find an appropriate method to obtain the surface moisture from the hyperspectral imagery. And then we want to evaluate different methods for estimating root zone soil moisture from surface soil from a limited experimental data. And firstly, we use three methods named the inverted Gaussian model, soil moisture index, and a partial least square regression, we call it the PLS methods, to predict the surface moisture condition from the hyperspectral data. And we find the PLS model is the powerful tool and it can give us the highest accuracy results among these three methods. So we apply these methods to our imagery to map the surface moisture content in our study area. And then we evaluate four different methods named crinking, and co-crinking with the experimental surface moisture, and co-crinking with the imagery, and empirical function induced from the hydro 1D Monte Carlo simulations. And we find the empirical function can give us an acceptable result to predict the root zone moisture content. However, there are still some issues need to be solved in future research work. Because I have only one time soil sampling, and I could not apply the inverse model to calibrate the hydro 1D, so I choose the Monte Carlo simulations. I think that this can be improved in the future. If you feel interested, please come to my poster, 1430. Thank you.
Any questions? Yeah.
Please.
The inverse Gaussian model was not very sensitive. Why did it do so poorly compared with other models?
I think the reason why the inverted Gaussian model is not sensitive is because our soil, there is a high salinity level. So it is not very sensitive. So I do not use this model in my work. Thank you.
One more.
Why do you need free interpolation?
Choose crinking. Yeah, I just use the experimental sample about the I just use the sample measurements of the root zone points to map as the data to do the crinking map. Yeah, and other two methods is the co-crinking, because I think if we use other data as the supplemental data, they may increase the accuracy. But the result is not like it. Thank you.
Thank you.